Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In October of 2022, my next guest contracted COVID-19. Now, in the months that followed, she began experiencing breathlessness. And then in the middle of the next year, 2023, to her great surprise, she was diagnosed with lung cancer. Now, that came as a total shock. She was just 47. She was a non-smoker. And she's on the line now to talk a little bit about what happened and to raise awareness about lung cancer. Samantha Vaughan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me on your programme.
I'm delighted to have you with us. Now, I'm just going back to that time. It's an extraordinary story because you were busy, mother of four, in the middle of the pandemic. But the symptoms of the COVID that you got, they didn't go away. And you, I assume, put that down to long COVID. What happened then?
Yeah, so it's like what you said, in 2022, in October 22, I got COVID. And in the COVID, I got a very lot of breathlessness, fatigue and a hoarseness. And I just kind of went along with the doctors saying that it was long COVID. And about 6 months later, I decided, no, something else is wrong. There's something going on here. So I went to the doctor and I just said, listen, I've enough antibiotics, I've enough steroids. I need to get an x-ray done and I need to get somebody to check me out. So with the x-ray that I got done in the May, I found out that I had a lesion on my lung. Now, first, that kind of language to me was like, what's a lesion? Nobody kind of, like, I was a lesion.
Yes.
And she said, well, you've been sick with COVID and anybody with kind of pleurisy pneumonia gets scarring. So it could be just a bit of scarring. So I was supposed to get an appointment from my local hospital, haven't heard anything. So I just said, listen, I was able to go and afford a private scan, a CT scan. So I went and got a CT scan and it came back that I had a tumour in my right lung. And I was very surprised because I'm a non-smoker. So the last thing I was thinking of that I would get cancer in my lungs.
I can imagine, I mean, what a shock to get. And I'd say the first thing you're saying is how did that happen? Or what is this? How did it happen to me?
Exactly. Like I was a bit kind of, even like I was even talking to a few people and I said about 6 months after having my operation, I just said, oh my God, what actually happened here? Because everything happened so quickly in the lead up to it. Like I had my scan and then I was down in Cork University Hospital where I had my operation. And when they went to do a biopsy, they couldn't do a biopsy because there was a main artery. So I had to, in my head, do 50-50 to have half a lung removed or just to leave it. And I said, oh my God, what will I do here? So I just said, you know what, just take it. So thank God I did because I had an EGFR mutation. This is a genetic mutation that makes protein and it helps growth in cells and survives. And it basically just spread very, very quickly and rapidly throughout the body, basically.
Mm-hmm. So when you say you had surgery, that was part of your lung being removed at that time?
Yeah, so because we couldn't do the biopsy, the only chance that I had then was to get the biopsy done to removing the top and middle lobe mm-hmm. of my right lung. And when they removed that's when I found out that I had lung cancer.
Right.
And then I was offered further testing. So I went for further testing and I was under Dr. Collins down there. And I'm very lucky to be under Dr. Collins. Lucky is not a word I like to say when you have cancer because nobody's lucky to actually get cancer.
I know.
But I was very lucky to be in that kind of system. So I'm on a targeted treatment at the moment. So I take a tablet for 3 years. Usually people stage four go on this tablet, but I'm the first post-op to try it down in Cork. So I'm lucky again to be able to get this opportunity to go on this treatment then too.
And how are you now then, Samantha, on that treatment and since the operation?
A lot of ups and downs, Claire. A lot of a bumpy road. Some days I'm good, some days I'm not. I have a lot of side effects from the treatment. I do feel like it's like the old Samantha's gone and now I'm trying to live this new Samantha and kind of grieving the old Samantha, that old lifestyle, because my whole life has changed. I'm very breathless still, so I have to kind of watch when I'm talking, when I'm walking and stuff like that, that I get very breathless from it, like, you know. And as I said, the side effects then can kind of, when I take my medication for about 40 minutes to an hour, I can't leave the house because the toilet has to be nearby. Do you know what I kind of way?
Yeah.
So you kind of have to plan out your day and stuff, and then not having control, it's like the doctors and everybody have control of your body at the moment until you kind of go into that remission. Like I say, get your life back to order and stuff like that.
And I know you, in particular, you have a message for people about lung cancer, because always there's that shock, oh, but you didn't smoke, so how did this happen? But you want us all to be aware that this can happen to anybody.
I want everyone to, anybody with a pair of lungs can get lung cancer. Lung cancer at the moment is the leading cause of death in both women and in men of all ages. More so, the rate is rising in young women, so there's, especially non-smokers, it's increasing. So if you're unsure, I just say advocate for yourself and just push for further testing. If a doctor doesn't listen to you, move on to the next doctor. And we're trying to set up at the moment a white ribbon. So this is myself and a girl from Cork, her name is Jill, and we're trying to get the white ribbon project out there. There's no symbol in Ireland for lung cancer, and we're trying to get the white ribbon, which is a symbol for lung cancer. Even for me going through the system, there's no like rehabilitation. I was just kind of, there's your operation, there's your medication, off you go. I had to learn how to breathe again, which might sound a bit weird to some people, because you breathe every single day. But when you feel like somebody has their hand over your mouth the whole time and you're trying to take a breath, it's just so hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get the awareness out there and make people see that everybody and anybody can get lung cancer.
Well, Samantha, it's good to hear you so well, and I hope that your treatment continues to go well and that you have a good story to tell us once you come through it all. Thank you so much for being with us. That's Samantha Vaughan there, who wants us all to have more awareness of lung cancer, and certainly listening to that, you'd be inclined to find out a little bit more about it and realise that it can affect anybody.